Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Due to a COVID surge, we've been hearing a lot recently about hospital visitation and wanted to check in on area nursing homes. Chris Koenig is joining us, president and CEO of the Greenfields in Lancaster. Chris, it's been a while. We haven't talked with you in several weeks. I'm just wondering what the picture is right now with nursing homes and restrictions.
Good morning. Well, the restrictions in nursing homes in terms of visitation are nothing like they were last year, even last time we talked. We're pretty much open for business, so there's not really too many restrictions to stop visitors from coming in, which is a good thing, you know, especially around the holiday season.
So we've had this opening up of visitation, something that was limited so severely for so long. I mean, the isolation inside of nursing homes we talked about for, I mean, months and months on end. Have you noticed any problems since visitation has opened up?
None at all, actually. I think everybody was worried about, you know, more of a spread because, I mean, you know, with the restrictions and the, you know, the mandates for staffing, there wasn't any mandates for visitors or any more checks outside of the normal, you know, temperature and question checks. But, you know, we really haven't seen an uptick in spread as of yet. You know, I listened to Dr. Bernstein yesterday, and I think there was, you know, maybe a total of 55 cases in nursing homes recently, which is, again, nothing compared to what we had last year. So I think the vaccinations with the nursing home residents and the boosters that they've been receiving, I think, has really been helpful.
Yeah, and what about staffing? Is that, you've told us before that it's kind of a chronic problem with turnover. What's the situation right now with staff?
Yeah, I think the mandate certainly didn't help us. Again, I understand that, you know, it does make sense. But it's just a global staffing issue, not just with nursing homes, hospitals everywhere, you know, not just in, even in our industry, healthcare, it's everywhere. So staffing's still been an issue. You know, we try to be inventive with some of the things we do. You know, obviously in our hiring and recruiting, we're offering, you know, great bonuses for sign-on bonuses, for referral bonuses for staff. You know, we gave mid-year raises. We're going to be giving raises at the beginning of January. You know, but it's not just pay, really. It's just that there's not enough licensed professionals to match the number of residents and patients in hospitals and nursing homes.
So now we're hearing a lot of the same talk that we were hearing at this time last year. What worries do you have about coming restrictions possibly to nursing home facilities?
In all honesty, I'm not sure I'm too worried about it. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid and the federal government held a call the other day with providers, and they really don't want to see any more or any new restrictions with nursing homes. So I don't know if the county executive does have the power to institute new regulations on nursing homes. He may, and, you know, might be above my knowledge at this point, but I'm not sure that we're going to see many new restrictions. I know they said December 13th is when they're going to look at the numbers, and, you know, that's 2 weeks away. You know, with the mask mandates, maybe we can turn this in the right direction. We won't have anything to worry about at all.
When we're kind of looking at some of the new restrictions, a lot of them have been put in place by the hospitals themselves, reducing visitation. But we have heard the governor talk a lot about that. If she starts talking about nursing home facilities, what would you like the public to know about the benefits that you've seen from visitations and the kind of reopening up of your facilities over the last year?
You know, I can tell you with the residents and the staff, it just does a lot for their morale to have people back in the building. So it's certainly been a plus. And like I said, since the numbers haven't gone up and we really haven't seen any cases at Greenfields, I think it's important to try to, you know, keep the access open. You know, we haven't seen detrimental effects so far. You know, I mean, I know there's a new variant, you know, as of now, I think it's important to try to keep things the way they are for the social well-being of our residents.
I mean, the isolation, I remember talking with you many times, and that was a really dark time when the visitation was not allowed, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you just walking through the facility, I mean, you can see the morale is much, much better with the staff and the residents. I mean, the staff had relationships with the families as well, you know, and it was another way for them to socialize while they were working. And, you know, there's a lot of residents at times that don't have people that visit them too. And, you know, the visitors form relationships and friendships with other residents. So it's very important.
Have you noticed any, you know, a lot of talk around this time last year was, well, the only way around these restrictions is if I take my loved one out of the nursing facility or we bring them back home. Have you noticed any hesitation of, you know, somebody was planning to move to assisted living or a nursing home facility, maybe thinking, you know, I don't know if there's going to be these restrictions returning and I don't want to go through this ordeal that I saw so many people go through before. Is there maybe a downtick in new admissions because of that?
I think there was in the assisted living and the independent living for a while. Which, you know, caused obviously our census to decrease. But I'm not seeing that today. What I'm seeing, though, is what happened because of that. And it's people have waited too long to move into these other levels of care. And now they're not eligible anymore because they need more care than they would have otherwise. So somebody that would have been approved for independent living or assisted living last year now has declined because of age or whatever their medical condition is. And now they need nursing home care. And nursing homes are very hard to get into these days because of the staffing issues. So I think that's one of the greatest effects I've seen is people have waited longer to make the decisions, and now the decision may be out of their hands.
What is the census currently at the Greenfields nursing home? Because I've been reading that a lot of hospital beds are full because they can't transfer to a rehab or to a nursing home just because of there's, you know, no open beds.
Yeah, no, that's certainly an issue. We made a conscious decision around the holidays to hold a few beds offline just to make sure our staffing is in line with what we need so there wasn't any detriment to patient care. So I think we've got a really good mix now between the amount of staff we have and the number of beds that we have open. We've done a pretty good job with our recruitment over the past few weeks. So, you know, I want to wait till these folks get onboarded, though. I don't want to just have new folks come in, get to work right away with you know, a full census. So I think I see things improving quite a bit. You know, I'd still like to see more LPNs and RNs, to be honest. But I think, you know, ideally, you know, things will move. There does need to be, I think, some accommodations at the state level in terms of funding, but also in regulations and allowing, you know, us to use MedTechs, you know, different ways to do business than we've done before. Because, you know, if the staffing doesn't improve, you know, there has to be some changes in the industry.
Chris, as always, thanks for the time and the update. That's Chris Koenig. He's president and CEO of the Greenfields in Lancaster.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.